I'm joined by the Chair of the Accounts Commission, John Bailey, and Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary, Andrew Lang, to discuss the best value audit and inspection of Lothian and Borders Police Force and Board. And John, let's just start with a brief bit of background. What's the difference between a police force and a police board?
Well, a police force deals with the day-to-day operational aspects of policing. The board is actually a separate legal entity. It has a number of important responsibilities: setting the budget, contributing to the priorities of the force, ensuring that the force delivers best value, and perhaps most important of all, holding the chief constable and the force to account for their performance. Now, police board members are councillors from each of the five councils in the Lothian and Borders area.
Andrew, looking at the force, what's it good at?
The overall performance of Lothian and Borders Police is good. The force has a clear, distinctive and long-term strategy aimed at tackling the root causes of crime through effective community policing and local partnership. Overall, crime rates continue to fall, and importantly, police numbers have been maintained whilst measures are being taken to manage and reduce the police budget.
Are there any areas where the force could improve?
The force should continue to address the increase in serious crimes of violence which have been demonstrated in the past year. It should also consider how time detection could be improved and what more could be done to monitor and understand service user satisfaction. Within the force, there is also room to improve understanding of Lothian Borders' overall long-term policing strategy at all levels.
John, what's the board doing well?
Well, Lothian and Borders Police Board is committed to improvement. It has strong leadership and good self-awareness of where it needs to improve further. The board generally performs well, and the essential elements of best value are in place. And the board is clear on where it can make further improvements.
Where can the board improve?
It should now look at improving the way in which it scrutinises the force. It needs to ensure that members have a consistent and shared understanding of all aspects of their roles and responsibilities.
How well do the force and the board work together?
Well, Lothian and Borders Police Force and the Lothian and Borders Police Board have an effective working relationship and work well together and with partner organisations to provide policing services to communities. They are building on the progress they've achieved thus far to make further improvements. The force and the board should now work on developing clear measures against which progress can be assessed.
Finally, Andrew, what happens next?
The next stages will involve the force and the board producing an improvement plan to show how they intend to address the findings. We will monitor that progress over the period ahead.
Andrew, John, thanks very much.